Day 7, March 11th. Today's reflection is based on Psalms 25 and 91 and was written by the Reverend Kristen Renee Barner, class of 1997. The question of theodicy comes up regularly for me. I had a spinal stroke in 2017. I'm partially paralyzed. Life is tricky. People often presume you must be angry with God. To all of this, I say I am not angry with God. All kinds of people are subject to a hard time. I am not excluded from this. They ask, why did this terrible thing happen to a good person? To this, I say, you presume I am good. I am as human, as fragile, as faulty as the next person. I just really hope God isn't keeping score. People offer, I shall pray for your recovery. To all of this, I say, I am deeply grateful. I will take all the goodwill that is offered. But I don't think science and biology quite work that way. My dad, as retired PC USA minister, asked me once, what does it mean to you when people say they are praying for you? I explained how the history of applause comes from the ancient Greek theater, or so I've been told. The audience wanted to reach out and touch the performers, but this was impossible. Instead, they reached their hands together and clapped. Prayer felt to me like clapping. It was a way for people to reach out, to touch God, to touch me, to touch whatever was the subject of their prayer. Knowing that the intent was to connect with me, I was strengthened, empowered, buoyed. The action of prayer didn't/doesn't necessarily feel like miracle-making, but rather community. A reminder to me that we all, regardless of how we worship, share the same God, the only God. Therefore, we are connected. My hunch, from the community that we live in, the global community of citizens of this world, we seek the same things. Comfort, forgiveness, grace, strength, courage, support, community, love, kindness. Today's prayer. O God of all of us, whatever my failures, whatever our failures, let us applaud one another, clapping and praying for one another, recognizing that we are merely creatures inhabiting one space, for better or worse. God, forgive us. May we forgive one another. May we strive to do better for ourselves and for one another. Let it be so. Amen.